Back on In Focus with Riley County Police Department Director Dennis Butler, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and all sorts of stuff going on here. We're talking, we talked Vine, text to 911, the mask ordinance here this hour. And, you know, with everybody back in town, as far as students are concerned, there's always a good time of year to kind of talk about resources for victims of domestic violence. We do live in a college town, and domestic violence does occur here in our community. Don't want to act like it doesn't exist, because it does. And, you know, I wanted to ask you, Director Butler, what kind of resources are out there for victims?
Well, in terms of organizations, we'll start there, where victims can find help. There's many. Of course, we have our victim advocate coordinator here at the police department. Her name is Melissa Mosier. And she can be reached either through our website or through our communication center or by telephone. And she assists with all kinds of general inquiries that victims have about community-based resources. And she also assists them with emotional support during the criminal investigation process. And we would serve anybody who calls who has a connection to Riley County. So it doesn't matter if you're at Fort Riley or K-State, but all of those places have services as well. But before I get into that, we do work closely with the Crisis Center, which is based here in Riley County, on both domestic violence and sexual assault. So Melissa often works with them and trying to connect victims to the resources that the Crisis Center provides. And we find that that partnership works very well. But also, the K-State has an office called the CARE Office, Center for Advocacy, Response, and Education. Now, they're only available for K-State students. So people from Fort Riley or people off campus who are not students aren't eligible for those resources. And then Fort Riley has a Family Advocacy Center, and it's available for Fort Riley soldiers and family members, not anybody else. And then you have the statewide Kansas Coalition Against Sexual and Domestic Violence. And they're almost like a clearinghouse and a training arm for other DV organizations around the state. And they can direct people who call or contact them to any of the local resources. And if you're in Riley County, all the ones I just mentioned would be ones that they would offer as resources for people locally who are in crisis. So there's a lot to digest there. But I just wanted to make sure that I think our county and next door at Fort Riley is well covered and well resourced for people who need help. And, you know, I know a lot of people listening right now may think, that is not something I've ever needed. And, you know, they may not be listening very closely, but it really is important to know this, because somebody in your workplace or a family member, when you least expect it, could run into a situation where they need these kinds of resources. And I want them to know there's lots out there locally that can help them.
You know, and so many people in the last few months have been stuck at home, and they may be in situations where, you know, it's not as safe a place as it normally is, because the other person may be out at work more often, and now they're working from home. That could be a real possibility in some cases.
Yes, and going back to when we were talking about text to 911, that's a great resource for someone who, you know, a lot of folks who are in these situations are in fear all the time. They're being monitored. Their movements are being restricted, who they talk to, so being able to text and not speak when they have a situation they need to report is just another resource for them to get help. And you're right. It's hard for us to know exactly how many people aren't getting help right now, or don't know what resources are there for them because of the change in our daily routines that haven't returned to normal yet.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll get back to normal at some point. You know, it's interesting, too. We've got a lot of uncertainty right now in our community, and with when that's going to actually occur. And we've got Labor Day coming up, and people are probably going to be taking some more vacations and stuff. And you've got K-State football at some capacity, hopefully. Knock on wood, we'll have a season. but that will require, I know, extra enforcement out there as well. Have you guys had discussions yet? I guess K-State Police is probably more in charge of that.
Well, when you talk about sporting venues, yes, you know, on their facilities, they are the primary enforcers there. Obviously, well, it's not obvious. A lot of people don't know that we assist with traffic control and other activities, and we're there to help them when they need it. It's, you know, the only, you know, global advice I can give to people is what they've been hearing for months now, and that is, wear masks when you're around other people. Wash your hands on a regular basis. Stay out of social situations that are more likely to cause COVID infection. And if people take this seriously and they do those things, then we can keep a handle on this and until there's a vaccine or some other way to control it more effectively. I think there's a lot, especially with young people. I was a young person once, not to be critical, but I think they just feel like it's not going to happen to them. And if it does, they're not in danger of serious illness. And the more we learn about this, the more we learn that that's not always the case either. So try to be conscientious to the people around you and take these precautions. I'll be the first one to tell you, I hate wearing a mask. I don't enjoy it. It's uncomfortable. I feel like I can't connect with people as effectively when half my face is covered. But it's not about how I feel, the way I look at it. This is my personal view on it. It's me doing my part to try to keep other people from getting sick. And a lot of people don't even know they have it, and that's the point. And that's why you need to take the precautions that have been advised by so many of our health officials.
All right. Well, yeah, absolutely. It's just continue to press on here. And obviously, you know, it's concerning seeing the numbers rise, but hopefully our health officials have a handle on it. I think they're doing their part, and obviously this is a, you know, early on they were saying we're all in this together, and boy, it really is the truth, because the health department, the police, city officials, it doesn't matter what capacity you're in the public, I mean, we all have to kind of do this together in order to coexist.
Yeah, and you know, I think the frustrating part for a lot of folks is there just is no end in sight. I think that's what really makes this difficult. I mean, there's a lot of challenges here, but just not knowing when this is going to end. I mean, typically you have a flu season, it kind of starts at one point, ends at another. Hurricane season, if you live in those areas, starts, you know, around now and goes through the end of September, but there's no end in sight to this, and that creates a lot of anxiety and frustration, and people are acting out because of it, I believe. I've seen a lot of behavior that is not normal for people that I know personally and professionally. So I'm doing my best to try to keep the keel even and not sink the boat, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Director, I'm out of time here. I sure appreciate you coming on here, and we'll talk to you again next month, I imagine. And keep on keeping on.
I hope so. I always enjoy talking with you. Thank you.
You bet. As Director Dennis Butler here at Riley County Police Department, stay tuned. We'll hear from Todd Levin next from Tuttle Creek State Park on InFocus.